AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian troops have been reclaiming territory from Russian forces, the lightning advance pushing them back to the border in parts of the country's northeast. That's not stopped Russian attacks, though, including on Nikopol, across the river from the Zaporizhia nuclear plant. International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi.
We are playing with fire. We cannot continue in a situation when we are one step away from a nuclear accident.
He wants the warring sides to agree to a safety zone. Members of the public have been quietly filing past Queen Elizabeth's coffin at St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh, Scotland. Earlier in the day in London, King Charles spoke to both houses of Parliament.
While very young, Her Late Majesty pledged herself to serve her country and her people, and to maintain the precious principles of constitutional government which lie at the heart of our nation.
But Graham Smith of the Republic Pressure Group says now's the time to consider whether the monarchy is needed.
This is absolutely the time to talk about the future of the monarchy, because we have a new monarch. And, Charles has become king without consent, without discussion or debate. It's just happened automatically. And there is no effort to have a serious debate about that, and that is completely wrong.
President Biden in Boston today said his cancer moonshot echoes President John F. Kennedy's call of 60 years ago.
The same national purpose that will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills to end cancer as we know it, and even cure cancers once and for all.
Nurses in Minnesota have launched a 3-day strike. They're pressing for salary increases. They'll say it'll help relieve understaffing and improve patient care. A new August report on inflation is due tomorrow. This is AP News. Slavery has not been relegated to history. Far from it, according to the United Nations. Mike Gracia explains.
A new report estimates some 50 million people worldwide were living in modern slavery at the end of last year. That marked a 25% increase over the previous report 5 years ago. The International Labour Organization, the UN's International Organization for Migration, and the Walk Free Foundation reported Monday 28 million people were living in forced labour, and 22 million were in forced marriages at the end of 2021. Two-thirds of all forced marriages were found in the Asia-Pacific region, the world's most populous region, but the highest number per capita was in Arab countries. I'm Mike Gracia.
And speaking of UN reports, it was 10 years ago scientists warned climate change would amplify extreme weather, producing deadly floods, oppressive heat waves, killer storms, and devastating droughts. Some are calling that clairvoyant. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.